I'm not sure if unique and quintessential is a good thing. Well, good morning, everybody. This is the second Sunday in Lent. And so last week we started a new series. Mark started a series for Lent. And what we're thinking about for Lent is this. So in the Gospel of Luke, right, there's this really interesting break point about the middle of the book that Mark talked about last week where Jesus sets his face to Jerusalem. And it's kind of a dramatic moment, right? You know, you can sort of imagine this picture, right? Jesus sort of wandering around doing all these great things, and then he sets his face to Jerusalem, and then the rest of the book, right, is like the long march to Jerusalem. It takes a lot of chapters to get there, and there's all sorts of exciting things that happen along the way. And so we're going to be looking at these passages in Luke. And today, we get to Luke chapter 10. In Luke chapter 10, I mean, it's a marvelous passage, so we'll just start reading the story. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into the streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, the kingdom of God has come near.' I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." I mean, this is great. I mean, it's like really, really dramatic and amazing. And you sort of, you get a sense of it, right? I mean, this is one of these times where these chapter breaks really ruin sort of a flow, right? Because if you remember the end of the part Mark was talking about last week, right? Chapter 9, verse 61, you know, you get yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my house. You know, I'll follow you, but you know, I got a bunch of other things I want to do first." And Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." And then right after that, he sends 72 people out. 72 is like the number of nations they all thought there was. So it's like, we're sending people out to all the world here. They're going out two by two. It's like one of those great old westerns, right? And you imagine this story, right? These guys roll into town. You know, there's two of them. You got the main character and the sidekick. And they roll into the town. And the first town, you know, the movie opens, the first town they go to is Friendlyville. And in Friendlyville, they get there and everyone is nice and they say, "Peace to you all." And they say, "Well, of course, peace to us, peace to you." And they go in and they have a nice wholesome meal, right? You know, some slaughtered cow and cornbread and all that sort of things, right? And it's really, really nice and wonderful, and everyone in the town is cheerful and happy, and this is the good town. And we now know right at the beginning of the movie, Friendlyville people are happy and our heroes are nice, peaceful folks who can be happy with this. And then they leave that town, and in scene two, they go to, well, not Friendlyville. And they roll into the next town, and it's run by all those guys in black hats, and it's just evil, and the saloon features prominently, and all the people ill repute are there, right? And you're sort of, and everything's just terrible. And they come in, and they're all cheerful and happy. And everybody starts scowling at them. And then our heroes there. You can imagine it's like John Wayne and Gary Cooper, right? And they're sort of there, and everybody's scowling, and they walk out into the street, and they yell out, right? even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know that the kingdom of God has come near, right? And then destruction comes down upon the town, right? And the evil is routed. Woe to you, Hadleyville. Woe to you, Tombstone, right? And it's just this marvelous image of these people going out, meeting the opposition, and just leveling the town. And then once the town is leveled, we roll the credits, and we're all real happy that our heroes won the day, right? Anyway, this has all been set up nicely in the previous thing, right? Because the same thing happened back in chapter 9, right? So back up in chapter 9, what Mark talked about last week, verse 53. But the people did not receive Jesus because his face was set towards Jerusalem. And his disciples, James and John, you know, James Cagney and John Wayne, and his disciples, James and John, saw it. And they said, Lord, do you not want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them? I mean, this is amazing. But he turned and rebuked them. Oh, I forgot about that part. Yeah, Jesus wasn't happy about that part, right? He rebuked. Fortunately, that was last week's sermon. This week's sermon, what we're getting, is this marvelous image of these people going out, and they're wolves among lambs, right? There's this town of these people, and they look evil, but they're just lambs. And these wolves roll into town, and they, with the power of God behind them, they destroy the town, right? Just like it says, chapter 10, right? You know, it's down there, verse 3. Go your way. Behold, I'm sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. I got it backwards. So my movie, that's okay, right? Because the movie is really this. I forgot about this part. The lambs going out among the wolves. That was how it all got set up. We start thinking these are nice, peaceful people, right? And they're going out and they're heavily armed, and then they're gathering people together, and then they become the wolves, and the wolves that we thought were going to become the lambs, and it all reverses there. So at least they're like well-armed lambs, right? Because that's how he sends them out, right? You know, that's verse 4. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. And my movie has just collapsed. I mean, it was a great movie. I really liked my movie version of this, right? But it just completely collapsed. Because this isn't a story at all about wolves going out amongst lambs. This was a story about lambs going out amongst wolves. Now, if you imagine that movie, I mean, imagine you had a movie, lambs going among wolves. And so it starts, and there's a pack of wolves, real wolves there, and they're all a pack. And then this cute little lamb wanders in amongst the wolves. Book of Common Prayer for the second Sunday in Lent. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities that we may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. If you could take your hymnals, and in the very back, there's a paste-in insert, which is also an excerpt from the Book of Common Prayer for the celebration of the Lord's Supper. And we'll do that today. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. If you flip back to 717, the Nicene Creed, and please rise, and we'll read it together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. Let us humbly confess our sins to God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who in his great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with full repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord to all who truly turn to him. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he's the perfect offering for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Please rise. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is very meet, right, and our solemn duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. All glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for you, in your tender mercy, did give your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption. We invite you all to come forward and collect the elements, and we invite everyone who can say the words that we've just said to celebrate with us. Please join us in this grand celebration of what Christ has done. So please collect the elements and then hold them, and we'll partake together.